Glory to God forever. The theme of this short message is that Jesus Christ is the full revelation of the only true God, and He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And He offers to fellowship with every person. That series is continuing, titled, Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Lord, we give you this time. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, for all that you're doing now. Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and dying for us, for giving your everything to us now. And I believe with those listening for their needs and that you will reveal your glory to them. Also, we pray, Lord, send out laborers into the harvest. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, to literally fellowship with the Lord God Almighty. And Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty and the Son of God, infinitely more. Such a wonderful revelation. Hold that thought. Do you realize that's what man was literally born to do, is to fellowship with Jesus Christ? He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Every person on the earth, believe it or not, this is true. Every person on the earth was created to know Him, and then also, but to fellowship with Him, and contained within fellowship with Him is, well, a person finds the treasure Jesus spoke about. They find everything that they want, need, desire, long for, hope for, dream of, could ever, and if they just continue on with Jesus, they will live for eternity in glory in that same presence of Jesus Christ. It is truly incredible, but it's all true, and it's all, of course, right there in the Bible. This topic that man was born to fellowship with God could last, that truth and that revelation will last, the revelation of that will last for all of eternity. Do you realize that? We could give a million messages about it, and we would just be beginning to fathom how great our awesome God is. The truth and the revelation that Jesus Christ is God, it's the same thing. That will last for all of eternity. For all of eternity, those who make it to heaven will be in awe of the only true God who has given His Son to the world, to every person, and all that's contained within His Son, Jesus Christ, which is also, it's beyond words, that Jesus Christ is the full revelation of the only true God. He's the, and if we get to the heart of it, He is the Lord God Almighty. And that, when the Holy Spirit, it's just so glorious. I said this before, but it's so important. We, even as believers, we often have such different views, the only true God, and of Jesus Christ. And now, let me say in reverence, they are different. Jesus said, "My Father is greater than I." But yet, also, it's the it is true, and it is a truth and an eternal revelation. Jesus Christ literally is the Lord God Almighty. That everything about Jesus reveals the only true God. Like, when all the wonderful things that Jesus does, He saves and heals and loves. We could substitute the Father God Almighty. In fact, His again, I say this in reverence, but he has all the qualities of Jesus, even greater. This is so glorious. I want to continue to present this and try to just be, you know, not oversell it, but it's these are eternal revelations. I want to go back to this, the truth and the fact that God offers to fellowship with every person. Jesus Christ offers himself, his glory and majesty, he offers himself to fellowship with a person. I mean, that is a great revelation of God's nature, of his love, of his, I mean, just, it's just so incredible to think that the only true God, let's remember, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he's the Savior, and he's one with the Father. It's like God has fully justified himself in more ways, really in an infinite number of ways, to every person. Let's go to perhaps the greatest example, giving his son Jesus to die, who died for the world. That's the indisputable proof of his love, and there are now, when I say an infinite number of ways, how has he done that? That he's justified himself to every person. He's offered himself fully and the kingdom of heaven and heaven to every person fully for an infinite number of moments. I want to shift gears a little bit. It's still in the same theme, but discuss the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, as we see him in a specific way in the Old Testament, and then in the life of Jesus as a man, and then now. I apologize about my throat. Bear with me. It is allergy season where I am. I just want to touch on this. Okay, we know that in the Old Testament, the tabernacle and the temple, in the Holy of Holies, the presence of God, literally the holy presence of God was in the tabernacle, was in the Ark of the Covenant. And then, okay, and the priest could only go in once a year. I'm not an expert on the tabernacle or the temple, but I just want to present a general truth. Okay, in the temple, that presence of God was behind the veil. And that was in the Holy of Holies. And what is the veil? A historian reveals that curtain, picture this, was 20 feet high, 40 feet wide. So a big curtain, very big, 40 feet wide, and then 6 inches thick. So this was, imagine 20 feet high, that's 2 times higher than a basketball goal. And then 40 feet wide. And remember, when Jesus died, that veil was torn in two. But, okay, that's the holy presence of God, literally. And then God would come upon people like Elijah and Moses, and visited Moses, these wonderful visitations. God himself. Now, let me add, now we know that was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit before he had been revealed, before he revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Lord God is one. Okay? Then in the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus becomes a man, 30 years as a man. Then for 3 years, okay, we know he got baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him, that same Holy Spirit, God Almighty, that's the presence of God. Then the glorious upper room experience, the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples, the apostles. That's the same God Almighty that we if you're saved, if you know Jesus, you have a relationship with him, and he offers fellowship. That presence and glory is what humans were born to do, is fellowship with him, and for all eternity. I mean, that is so important for us to understand. That's when we know the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, who is God. When we're born of the Holy Spirit, we will only want him. I mean, we will only, the anointing solves everything. You know, even today, we all have challenges. We have, sometimes we, of course, we might fall. We might, you know, some people have said, oh, Jim, you're bored. No. There's, when we meet the Holy Spirit, that's the answer. Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the key. That's the answer. I want this message to be super positive, because the gospel is super positive. But we know that there are many challenges, and we could actually, I know that I've touched on this some recently, to think that most people do not even get saved, that they don't even, most believers don't understand the glory of God. These are things that could frustrate us. My ministry is, we're in evangelism, and I don't want to focus on that, but it is a learning, it's something we can learn from, okay? And that general truth applies to believers. We all fall short of the glory of God. Here's another example of this general truth that humans, we miss it, right? All of us fall short of the glory of God, okay? The enemy deceives the whole world. Revelation also says he deceives the nations. Most people don't get saved. Tragedy. According to stats, 70% of people on the earth are not saved. They don't even know Jesus Christ. What humans were created to do. And the biggest tragedy is, well, they end up in hell if they die without Jesus Christ. I mean, that's, okay, most believers don't understand the glory of God. Do you see the pattern here? Okay. Here's another example. We have different views of Jesus. Often, most people in the world, it's safe to say, and even most believers have different views of Jesus Christ and of the only true God. Sometimes very different, you know, especially unbelievers. But to think, here's the wonderful news. They are one. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. Everything about Jesus reveals God, the only true God, Jehovah God Almighty. Everything about him. Everything, like, you know, I'm a believer, right? But I even, in the Old Testament, you know, it was a different dispensation, right? I understand that. I'm not an expert on that. But, like, generally, I think the enemy has deceived us. Deceived us completely into not realizing that the only true God is one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father. And, okay, a pastor that I spoke to once spoke, he said, you know, it's harsh living on the earth, and then certain aspects of the gospel, there is that side of it I just mentioned. Anyone who's not saved, they're in a very dangerous place. Very, very Reinhard Bonnke said, anyone who rejects Jesus falls into what the Bible calls the bottomless pit, because there's nothing. And of course, we know Jesus, it says in Revelation, anyone not in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. So there is that side. But the greatest news, I want to continue to proclaim this, it's an eternal revelation, that Jesus the Christ, everyone on the earth knows, I mean, maybe not everyone, but people know how wonderful Jesus is. How, I mean, just so wonderful in every way. Like, just everything about him. He loves, saves, heals, compassion. Let the little children come to me. You know, he's the good shepherd. On and on and on. He's the Savior, died for the world. He's the Messiah. You realize there's more than 330 prophecies in the Old Testament about the Messiah coming to the earth. Everything in the Old Testament, all the stories, all the, reveal Jesus Christ. The story of Joseph in Genesis. In many, many examples. He was hated by his brothers, was sold into slavery, went into a pit. That speaks of Jesus dying, going buried in the earth, going into the underworld. I mean, that everything in the life of Joseph, who was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. So he was the fourth. I mean, to think that it's just so glorious that in the midst of, yes, it's harsh, there, it's, we know it's, but such wonderful, the gospel, wonderful beyond our comprehension. And that the, so this is something new I have not presented much, but this common theme that man misses it and man is deceived. Humans are deceived. To think that, you know, Jesus Christ how merciful he is. He said, if someone speaks against the Son of Man, he will be forgiven. I mean, it's a guarantee that they'll be forgiven. Someone can speak against Jesus Christ, who's God Almighty, who died for the world, and they'll be forgiven. That's how merciful our great God is. Everyone who came to Jesus Christ in humility, he had compassion. He forget. I mean, now those who were prideful and so forth, he spoke against them. But so glorious that at the very heart of the gospel of God Almighty, I mean, just to think that God Almighty, what is he like? Just look at Jesus. I mean, it's such a tragedy that, you know, let's say people in other faiths, for example, other religions, we don't doubt their sincerity. But how can they not come to Jesus? Like Reinhard Bonnke said, it's not why don't you receive him, how can you stay away from him? And then the greatest thing, his presence in glory, which is beyond words, beyond so wonderful, so beautiful. And here's another example. I'll try to finish with this. This analogy I'll try to be short and just sum it up. What Jesus Christ offers, what God, Jehovah God Almighty, offers to every person is the equivalent, His glory and His majesty and His riches, the riches of the glory of the mystery, what He offers, and it's Himself, His glory, His person, and remember, He offers Himself to every person for eternity. If we gave an earthly example, Jesus spoke about the living water. That's the Holy Spirit. And there's the river of life flows from the throne of God. That's a glorious revelation. I believe that very likely is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God flows from His throne. And people who have been to heaven have said there is a river, the river of life. And so what God offers to every person, if we gave an earthly analogy, He offers them the equivalent of all the waters of the oceans of the earth, and all the waters of the earth. Just imagine all the oceans, all these vast oceans. They say that oceans in some places are 30 miles deep, and just so vast, multiplied times infinity. Times infinity, times infinity. That's what God offers to every person. Okay? And that living water, the Holy Spirit, is Jesus Christ. And all someone has to do is just drink one drop of that water, one small glass of that water on the earth, and say yes to God, and then stay with Him. And sincerely walk with Him, and they'll spend eternity in glory in heaven and have access to that, all of that living water that I just described. They will be in that for all of eternity. They will be able to drink it and experience Him and His presence and glory for all of eternity. God is so merciful that that's all they have to do. Now, they do, Jesus revealed to Mary Baxter, someone must sincerely repent while they're on the earth, receive Jesus Christ, receive God, and serve Him to the best of their ability. It's not just drink the water and then walk away. And as long as they stay with Him, which is what we were created to do, how can you say no to Jesus Christ? How can you say no to God Almighty and His power and His in your life? You know, how could someone it's like a king on the earth offering his kingdom to someone, and someone says, no, I don't want that. I'm just going to stay over here in this. So it's what humans were created to do. It's normal and natural. And as we go deeper with Him, His glory and presence and power empowers us so that it gets even easier and easier. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. It's not. That's how merciful God is. Isn't that amazing? That. So as I mentioned, as long as someone's in the born-again phase, they don't have to go deeper to make it to heaven. That water that I described is available on the earth. Someone, the patriarchs of the faith, have drank much of that water, but yet they had it. Again, we could get, I was joking about the extreme examples. A teacher that I had in school who said extreme statements. Well, the gospel is so wonderful in the super positive direction, we could never even express it. Someone like Elijah or Moses or these patriarchs of the faith, even if they experience his presence and glory on the earth for many, many years, they've really just had one glass of water compared to all that water that I described. But why? Because for eternity, they will be in the glory of God, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, I say this because it is frustrating that we as humans miss it. And it's not just frustrating, it is tragic. And let me say this, I have not said this, in case someone listens to these messages and says, oh, well, he's saying the same things. Well, I could give one short message in 10 seconds, and that's all a person needs for all eternity. Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I want to say some different things. Here's what I was going to say. How do people get saved? Through the anointing, the presence of Jesus. So we could look at it that it's on us as believers if we are not doing what Jesus said to do. I'm pointing the finger at myself. If we don't do what he said to do, which is get the anointing, the Holy Spirit, that's how there are results. That's how people get saved and healed and delivered. And that's the whole key. We can just let it go with the anointing. Proclaim it in the power of the Holy Spirit. God's going to take care of the results. In fact, he knows who's going to be saved and who won't. But do you see my point? On the one hand, yes, it's people's choice. But on the other hand, we as believers, we need to do what Jesus said to do. And Jesus even expressed this fully to I believe it was to Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin had at least seven times Jesus Christ came to him specifically, and it's all in the book I Believe in Visions. If you want to read an anointed book, it's powerful. But I know that Jesus came to a person and said, I tell my people to go and pray, and they don't do it, and souls are lost. You know, they're busy doing other things. This week I'd like to give some messages about this. Jesus is so compassionate and has such love for people, and he told Jesse Duplantis, who went to heaven, okay, that's another, okay, I'll just be short, but you know the famous scripture, God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Jesus told him, that includes my tears, because I will have to turn away the creation that I love who did not make it to heaven. When Mary Baxter, when Jesus took her to hell, he spoke to 19 specific people, and many times Jesus wept as he walked away, as he spoke. They didn't make it to heaven. You see this pattern. Jesus, his compassion and his love is just, we can't even comprehend it. He died for the world. He knew as a man what he would have to do. He chose to do that and died. And so, but here's the positive. I want to keep this totally. This reveals God's love and mercy. The Father God, same thing. The only true God. He has the same mercy and love in even greater. So, glory to God. I pray that the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will be with you and all around you today. If you're not saved, just receive Jesus. Please go to our websites. I'll try to put those in the notes. we're getting a lot of visitors from around the world. It's actually more than people from in more than 50 nations have now visited these websites that we've created just in the last, that's in the last three weeks. We've checked the stats and the locations of visitors. Glory to God. People in virtually every continent. New visitors in the last few days from Egypt and Malaysia and Indonesia, China, Iran, Tehran, Iran. Glory to God. And we pray, and for the Lord, we pray for those visiting the sites and anything from our ministry. Reveal your glory to them, Lord. And if they're not saved, reveal their need for salvation. Amen. Thank you for listening. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org.